I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. The former administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency under President Barack Obama was in Connecticut on Friday. Gina McCarthy spoke to students and climate activists at Wesleyan University. McCarthy headed up Connecticut's Department of Energy and Environmental Protection from 2004 to 2009. As head of the U.S. EPA, she was an outspoken voice about the environmental and economic impacts of climate change.
If you take a look at where people are investing and you take a look at costs, you'll see that renewable energy is actually getting less expensive all the time.
McCarthy says President Trump's recent executive orders aimed at loosening regulations on coal ignore the current and future prospects found in the growing solar and wind industries.
I find it remarkable that this or any president would want to cede our opportunity on clean energy to be a world leader to China. And that's exactly what signal this executive order on energy independence is sending. But the world doesn't have to pay attention to that executive order on energy independence and think that that represents the will of the people in the United States or the direction in which our energy future is heading.
McCarthy, who was replaced at the EPA by Scott Pruitt, says attacks on climate start with an attack on science. To that end, she says she'll participate in a science march in Boston on April 22nd, Earth Day. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.